The General Services Administration is using new data to enhance its customer service. GSA surveyed agencies and vendors over the summer on what it should do to improve its interactions with them. Jeff Kosis is GSA's Senior Procurement Executive, and he joins our Executive Editor Jason Miller at the National Contract Management Association's 33rd Annual Government Contract Management Symposium in Washington to discuss the direction this data is pointing GSA toward. Over to you, Jason.
Well, Jeff, thanks for joining us as always. We talked back in April about several things that you guys are doing at GSA around customer service. And one of the most impressive things you guys were doing was something bringing on an ombudsman to really deal with industry. And I say deal with, I mean that in a very nice way, to work more closely with industry. It's been 6-7 months now. Give me a sense of how that ombudsman's doing.
Great topic, and we've had a whole lot going on with our ombudsman in the last few months, both on a macro level and a micro level. On the micro level, it's about hearing the industry issue, trying to look for some commonality in themes, and trying to move forward and address those. When it comes to the macro level, it's then take those issues back to the workforce and figure out how do we build something in and around that. What kind of information do we need to put out? What should change? So let me share a couple of the outcomes that we've had to date. On the micro level, through that practice, we learned that between our 10 different acquisition centers that manage scheduled contracts, we took a series of different approaches to the warranty clause, to what we were looking at in terms of express and implied warranties. So Melissa was able to bring the parties together, hear commonality, and come out with one answer to help us do business more consistently. When it comes to the macro level, we've been focused, among other things, on the competitive one-bid rate. In other words, if we say the acquisition's competitive, we go off, we get out on the street, but we only get one bid back. Well, how do we address that? Why is that? How can we deal with it? So just this last week, Melissa put together an acquisition learning seminar sponsored through the Federal Acquisition Institute that was the industry perspective on to bid or not to bid. So we had three different industry panelists talking about how the government actions can impact in that bid, no bid decision. What kind of role does the RFI play in the process? What are some of the red flags that we may put up without even thinking or meaning to do so? It was a really good session. We had 2,576 attendees take it the first day it launched. It's still up on the FAI website for anyone else interested. Go and search for the to bid or not to bid acquisition learning seminar. Really good information there, Jason.
A little Shakespeare in the morning, I'd say. To bid or not to bid.
Exactly. Great start to the day.
That's always the question. Let's talk a little bit about that, what came from that, because I think a lot of times GSA or contracting officers or whomever, they do their market research and say, well, there's at least 3 or 4 or 5 different vendors who qualify. And then when you go put the RFQ out, there's this feeling that, well, that one's really just written for vendor X, so why bid on this? It's a waste of my BMP. Is that what was the message you heard from those industry folks in that seminar?
There were a few, but maybe the one I most took away was a comment that a couple of the panelists made, that if the first time they hear of the acquisition is when it hits the street, it's too late. It's not built into their game plan. They don't have the dollars set aside, and they're not likely to bid. So it was really emphasizing to us the importance of early engagement. It's not you put it out and expect people to be there, but you do your research, you make your phone calls, you drum up competition well in advance of the acquisition. Powerful lesson for our people.
One of the things that I heard recently was about RFIs, that agencies are looking for more and more RFIs. Did that come up during it? Because I think a lot of times vendors say RFIs are not free, and having the one-on-one or the multiple in industry day, that's free. But if you want me to write down 10 pages worth of documentation of what I would do or how I would see this issue, challenge, procurement, that becomes more costly too. Did you hear that from the vendors?
Jason, you were listening to the seminar, weren't you?
I wish. I would have. I love Shakespeare in the morning.
Yeah, you've absolutely nailed it. The other comment that was interesting was industry came back and said, you know, often we don't hear what came out of it. So, you know, are you after free market research? Is there actually an opportunity? It was emphasizing the point of two-way communication, one of the core messages that we're trying to put in place through a whole host of different programs. But, yeah, great discussion topic on RFIs as part of this seminar.
I want to jump forward because the ombudsman is one set of your customers. Another set was surveys you guys put together over the summer for your agency customers. And I think there may have been an industry survey as well. But I want to talk about the agency customers. You guys obviously serve all the other agencies when it comes to procurement, among the Federal Building Service as well, but we'll talk stick to procurement on this one. What happened from those surveys? What came from that?
We survey both agencies, and now we're beginning a round of industry surveys. What we've recognized, we're really trying to figure out how do we define a good contract and what are all the different metrics that should be associated. At the moment, we collect a lot of different metrics, but we don't collect them consistently across the enterprise with a common definition. So this year, coming out of that effort, it's really emphasized the value, the importance of data, assembling the right data, putting it together in a meaningful way. It's translated into a couple of initiatives for us this year in trying to baseline and put together good acquisition scorecards. We need a common agency-wide definition of our PALT, procurement administrative lead time. When does the clock start? When does it stop? What are the key events? And we need a common definition of customer satisfaction, one that we're working to establish, but we don't have one way of understanding of measuring that, and we need to drive there. On the industry side, we also ran our first industry satisfaction surveys, something that the Office of Management and Budget is tying into a Rate the Agency initiative. It's really trying to encourage new entrants. It's trying to encourage some speed in the acquisition system, and it's trying to encourage a sense of a partnership of industry government working together so that we can take away lessons. Yeah, we had a really effective acquisition. We had good communication, or we didn't. Which tools worked and brought industry to the table? Which did not? So what we expect coming out of that is for the Rate the Agency idea to sell, to expand, and to become part of an OFPP initiative. We found it really helpful to get the initial set of data, and we're using that in putting together a better industry engagement strategy.
I'm speaking with Jeff Kosis, the General Services Administration's Senior Procurement Executive. I like the Rate the Agency idea. I've heard that kind of pop up sometimes. It's, in some ways, it's that idea of almost a Yelp or a buyer's review of some sort for the agency. What's part? Can you talk a little bit more about how this fits into a broader initiative yet?
Yeah. You know, overall, what we see across acquisition, there's a need to bring new entrants to the table. Traditionally, we do business with a lot of the same companies, particularly inside the Beltway. There's innovation. There's really creative technology companies all over the country, many of whom have never dealt with the government, who don't recognize the bureaucracy, the challenge, the costs, what's involved in getting a contract. So it's pushing us in a question, how do we reduce barrier? How do we streamline? How do we simplify? Perhaps the most common message we receive is it's hard to understand what you're looking for. We talk in an obscure language, we don't have clear requirements, and we're just tough to do business with. Rate the Agency really helps us push that on that innovation front. It helps us measure, do we have good communication strategy? Are we engaging in a meaningful way? Are we a good business partner?
And I think you guys have taken several steps to improve your if you're a good business partner. I know the GSA Interact site has gotten a lot of praise. I think people would like to see more interaction. What other steps are you taking to increase interaction? I mean, as we talked about with that seminar, I think that's a great example. People don't always love the RFIs, and they want more discussions, if you will, whether it's one-on-one or in a bigger group. What steps are you taking?
Well, you know, OMB's Mythbusters campaign, I think, was the launching pad that we all used in figuring out how do we expand and increase communication. What GSA has done that I think is really interesting, as you've suggested, is it's starting to apply social media concepts into that communication strategy. The great value of our Interact platform is the ability to launch a community, to put up information, to put up videos, to put up blogs, to put up communication tools across the enterprise, to have a very robust dialogue. We're seeing that going right now within the Federal Acquisition Service as they're thinking through issues of part number standardization. How do we ensure that we're all calling an item the same thing when in numerous industries there's different answers to that problem? It's not a matter that we can all say, hey, we're going to just say, give us the barcode. It works in some industries. It doesn't work in all of them. And so we're trying to use tools such as Interact to have a meaningful dialogue, to take the issue, to put it out there, and to basically crowdsource the answer.
I think a lot of vendors will be happy to hear that you guys are taking their concerns around those part number issues. I've heard that a lot, that says it's not just a one-for-one or it's not an easy thing to do. So it's good that you're reaching out through the Interact tools and other ways to get their feedback. Looking forward, 2015 and the fiscal year just kicked off. What's on tap from your perspective over at GSA and then the senior procurement executive position?
Well, I think as with most agencies, we're very focused on the needs of the acquisition workforce, on developing, growing, improving, expanding. But then we're focused on our initiatives in and around smart and effective buying, much of which is coming up to speed on a regulatory agenda, putting current data in the hands of our folks, and getting rid of some of the obsolete, some of the dated, some of the outmoded policy pieces. And thirdly, we're focused on the smart, healthy industry relationships, trying to use things such as Melissa's ombudsman role to open communication lines and to drive that into some real cost savings opportunities.